Welcome to your daily devotional for August 11th. House of Prayer, Mark chapter 11, in verse 17. And we'll begin reading in verse 15. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Then he taught, saying to them, Is it not written, My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of thieves. Jesus cleansed the temple twice during his earthly ministry. Once early in his ministry, we find that recorded in John chapter 2 verses 13 through 22, and again later in his ministry, and here we have read that in the Gospel of Mark. The place of corporate worship, the temple, had been turned into a house of merchandise and a den of thieves. The religious authorities of that day were profiting excessively off of the faithful, even to the point of setting up tables within the court of the Gentiles, which had the effect of distracting true Gentile worshippers. Let us make application to cultivate a reverent atmosphere in our churches. Church is not a place to sell books or music or food. If we have these things available as much as we are able, let us freely give them away for the spiritual benefit of the people. Certainly let us never seek a profit. Freely you have received. Freely give. It is not a place for distractions of any kind. We ought to be able to hear ourselves pray and have reasonable and appropriate lighting before, during, and after our church services. What have we made our churches? Look at what we advertise. Is it bingo or Bible study? Is it excitement and entertainment or gospel preaching and Bible teaching? What about us personally? Are there some tables in your heart and life that need overturning? Would the Lord find a reverent heart of worship inside you? Or would he find that you covet the things of the world more than the things of God? Is 401k more important to you than John 3:16? Which do you check on and concern yourself with more? Is your conduct such that others who may be searching for the true God be deterred by your example? Perhaps your own children or grandchildren? If anything is not right, I recommend that you offer to work with Jesus to get some of those tables turned over and removed from your temple. Hear the benediction of the Apostle John. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.